This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, we're going to speak about a very unusual topic with the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah coming up. We're going to speak about the mitzvah of blowing the shofar. Blowing the shofar. Bruchim Abam to the Kollel Igra D'Perach Gah here in Kew Garden Hills, New York. I forgot about that. I'm ready in the five towns so long. I forgot this is Kew Garden Hills. Thank you for reminding me. So this is our last year in Tav Shanayin Ches. So we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have this chus to get together for Limud HaTorah. May the Ribbono Shel Olam give us all siyata d'shmaya to come together for another year, gezunt hayit, in of Limud HaTorah, Tav Shanayin Tes. So let's begin with the comments of the Smag. The Smag, the Sefer Mitzvah Gedolos of Moshe of Kutzi. If you look in the Tosfos Yeshanim on Masech Yuma, the Tosfos Yeshanim was written by the Smag, Rav Moshe Mikutzi. We know that there are 613 mitzvahs. The truth is, it's not necessarily so. Not everybody agrees there are 613 mitzvahs. There is an opinion at the end of the Gemara, Masech Makos, Darash Rab Simloi, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Torah's Gematria 611, plus Anoichi and Lo Yelecha, that's 613. The Ramban says that's his opinion. Doesn't mean everybody agrees to that. Other Tanoim hold there are more than 613. It's Ramban. But the Mesoira in Klal Yisrael is, there are 613, and many Rishonim speak at length, what exactly are the 613? What are they? So the Smag writes, in Mitzvah Membeis, says the Smag, Mitzvah Membeis, Litkoya b'shofar b'Rosh Hashanah, to blow the shofar. Shenemar, Yom Teruah Yelachem. So the Smag classifies the Mitzvah of shofar as it's a Mitzvah to blow the shofar. He says, Mitzvah sase litkoya b'shofar b'Rosh Hashanah, Shenemar, Yom Teruah Yelachem. Meaning, if you don't blow the shofar, you blew it. Okay, so that's the Smag. The Shultis. Comes the Shultis. The Shultis is written by Rabbi Chaya Goin. Now, you should know the Shultis is a revolutionary sefer. What's so revolutionary about the Shultis? He's the first one to ever write halacha al seder ha-parshiyos. Until the Shultis, you want to write a parish on the Chumash, like the Ramban, like Rashi, like Sfarno, you write on the Chumash. You want to write halachas, like the Rambam, like the Rosh, like the Rif, so you write halachas. To write halachas on the parsha, it's like a contemporary type of idea. It was revolutionary. It was new age. Why did he do it? If you look in the Hakdam of the Meiri, Meiri says that Rabbi Achoy had a hayoloi ben shaloi hayoloi made klal. He had a kid who wasn't learning. So, contrary to popular opinion that, well, we can't do this because it's not the Mesoira. The Mesoira is, you teach your kids whatever works, whatever method works. If you need to teach halacha on the parsha, you need to teach chumash on the halacha, figure out a way that works. Rabbi Chaya Goin was machadesh, that you could write halachos al seder ha-parshiyos. He was the first one to do that. So he writes in Mitzvah Kuf Ayin Aleph. Ois Kuf Ayin Aleph. She'ilta, de mechayvin de beis Yisrael. The Jewish people are chayv lemiska b'chatzoytzra b'chad b'tishrei. Tchsev b'chodesh hashvi u'mevarech baruch ato Hashem lekenim al cholam asher kedushanu mitzvah yisav v'tzivanu litkaya b'shoifar litkaya b'shoifar. So he says two things. First of all, he says chatzoy tzoyis, he means the shoifar as well. And second of all, in terms of the way the bracha is formulated, we don't say the bracha quite like that. Says the Shultis, the way to say the bracha is asher kedushanu mitzvah v'tzivanu litkaya b'shoifar. So again, the Smag, the Shultis both seem to say the mitzvah is to blow the shofar. Comes the Rosh, Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dalet Ois Yud, and the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam Kasav Sheyesh Levarech Al Tikias Shofar. The Rabbeinu Tam says the bracha to make is Al Tikias Shofar. So you have the Smag, the Shultis, the Rosh, Bechad Machane. They seem to say the mitzvah of shofar on Rosh Hashanah is to blow the shofar. I mean, what else? You know, that's of course, that's the mitzvah. Everyone comes to shul to blow the shofar. On the other hand, you have the Rambam. The Rambam could not write in more places that the mitzvah is not to blow the shofar. It's very interesting. I saw in a sefer, Yom HaZikaron is written by Rabbi Sachs, Rosh Yeshiva of Landers. I heard him say this many times, that the Rambam writes in seven places that the mitzvah of tkiyas shofar is to listen to the shofar. So my humble addition is there are eight places, okay? There are eight places in the Rambam where the Rambam says the mitzvah is to listen to the sound of the shofar. Number one, the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Shofar, he has like a koiseres, he has a heading. You know, before even the chapter, the Rambam has a little heading. The Rambam says the mitzvah is, number four, l'shmoya koil shofar be'achad b'tishrei. There ain't no mitzvah to blow, the mitzvah is to hear. The Rambam, hal perak aleph, halacha aleph, mitzvah sa'aseh shel Torah l'shmoya truas ha'shofar b'rosh Hashanah. The mitzvah is to listen. I have a question for you. You steal someone's tefillin, and you put on someone's tefillin. Yatza or la yatza? La yatza, why not? Mitzvah haba ba'avera. Let's say you steal someone's tzitzis, and you wear it. You get a mitzvah? No. Mitzvah haba ba'avera. But says the Rambam, if you steal a shofar, you get the mitzvah. You get the mitzvah, how could that be? Would Rabbeinu Tam say that you get the mitzvah, you steal the shofar, the mitzvah is to blow the shofar? You stole the chefetz shel mitzvah. Says the Rambam, let me explain to you what a shofar is. I have a shayla. Let's say someone goes into a hardware store, steals a hammer, uses it to bang your nails into a sukkah, and then you sit in the sukkah. Yatza or la yatza? Avada your yatza. Because the hammer is not a chefetz shel mitzvah. The hammer is just the instrument with which you built the item to fulfill the mitzvah. There is no, a shofar is not a chefetz shel mitzvah, says the Rambam. A shofar is merely the instrument to produce the sound. The mitzvah is to listen to the sound. The shofar is secondary importance. There's no mitzvah to blow a shofar. Therefore, says Ram number 6, Hilchos Shofar, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, Shofar ha-gozel she-takabay yatza, she-ein ha-mitzvah ela b'shmias ha-koil. The only mitzvah is listening. Afal pishalei nogabay v'loy higbiyoy ha-shemeya yatza. You didn't touch the shofar. You didn't lift it up. And you can't steal a sound. There's only a mitzvah to listen to the shofar. There is no mitzvah to blow the shofar. The Rambam, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph. So if those three places are not enough, let's give you some more. Hakol chayovim l'shmoya kol shofar. Kaihanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Geirim, Avodim, Shechrarim, women are pater. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Kuf Aleph. The 170th mitzvah of the Torah, Shetzivanu l'shmoya koil shofar. Yeah, you accept what I'm telling you, that the Rambam holds mitzvah is to listen. The Rambam in his Minyan HaMitzvos HaKotzer, when he summarizes the mitzvah, l'shmoya koil shofar. This is the one I found. The Rambam has a list. What? Yeah, I mean, if you're not awake and the sound merely hit your eardrum without a certain cognizance, you know, that's also, we have to discuss, to what level do you have to, what level of awareness do you have to have, right? The Rambam has a list of what is called mitzvahs hechrechios. Mitzvahs hechrechios means there's no way out. They're not dependent on circumstance. They're not dependent on outside factors. The Rambam says there are 60 mitzvahs hechrechios. The 45th mitzvah hechrechi, l'shmaya koil shofar. And then finally, Rabbi Isai, the Rambam wrote tshuvas, responsa. Shailas tshuvas pe'er hadar, the tshuvas haRambam. The Rambam wants to know, what is the nafgamina between a nusach of l'shmaya koil shofar or al tikiya shofar? Says the Rambam, there's a very big difference. The mitzvah is not to blow, says the Rambam. Ki ha-mitzvah ha-miyuchedes eino ha-tekiya, elo b'shmiya. Meaning like this, according to the Rambam, the Baal Toikeya is like, you know, when you hire a guy to build the sukkah, the Baal Toikeya is not important. I mean, he's important, we need him. But it's not like a guy, what did he do? He didn't do anything. You may imagine, we're going to mechabed you with building the sukkah. Well, is there? By the way, is there a mitzvah to build the sukkah? It's not one of the 613 mitzvahs. The mitzvah is to sit in the sukkah. There's no mitzvah in the Torah to build a sukkah. The mitzvah is to sit in the sukkah. Oh, so we have to discuss that, right?
Also, you make a shachianah after you build a sukkah. You're allowed to make a shachianah.
You're allowed to make a shachianah. That's because it's the haschalah could already be construed, but it's not technically one of the 613 mitzvahs.
It's because you built a sukkah.
It's because the beginning, it's a hechsher mitzvah. The truth is, building a sukkah is more than a hechsher mitzvah. There's a netziv, the famous netziv. You know, why is it? There's an inyan to bake matzos. There's an inyan to build a sukkah. Did anybody ever hear, where are you going? I'm going to carve out the shofar. I have my whole shul is going today to shecht an ayil and to yank the shofar off of the horn. And we're all going, and the Rebbe is going to be there, and he's going to be taking a drill and carving out the shofar. You ever go in the yated, in the middle page? You ever see? The chveis, the minchas pinchas went with his whole shul to carve out, to drill out the horn of an aisle. No, never heard such a thing. So why you go bake matzah? Why do you go build a sukkah? So the netziv writes a yisoid, a very important yisoid. Hechsher mitzvah haksuva b'kra. That some mitzvahs, some preparations, they're not 613 mitzvahs. But it's a preparation that the Torah talks about. The Torah speaks about baking matzah. Therefore, preparing the matzah is an inyan. The Torah speaks about building a sukkah. Therefore, building a sukkah is an inyan. The Torah doesn't speak about making a shofar. There is no inyan to make a shofar. Okay, but says the Rambam. The Rambam says like this. The mitzvah is not to blow. The mitzvah is to listen. If the mitzvah was to blow, listen to this. Guess how many people in the shul would be yotzei the mitzvah if the mitzvah was to blow? One, the Baal Toikeya. I have a question. You know, I'm very tired. Last night I was up late. Today is a long day. Do me a favor. Tomorrow morning, here's $10. Put on my tefillin for me and have me in mind. Have me in zin. Could you put on tefillin for me? No. Why not? It's a mitzvah shebegufay. If the mitzvah is to blow the shofar, how do you blow the shofar for me? How could you blow the shofar for me? Says the Rambam, if the mitzvah was to blow, nobody would be yotzei. You can't shake a lulav for me, you can't send a sukkah for me, you can't blow a shofar for me. And in that case, therefore, if somebody heard the sound of a shofar and didn't blow, would not be yotzei if the mitzvah was to blow. Or if the mitzvah was to blow, if you blew and you didn't hear, let's say you went like this. You put your fingers in your ears and somebody put the shofar in your mouth and you blew without listening, you should be yotzei if the mitzvah was to blow. But we know it's not the case. We know the mitzvah is to listen and not to blow. And therefore, says the Rambam, Vaday hashoimei ashloi taka would not have been yotzei if the mitzvah was to blow. V'chein atokei ashloi shama would have been yotzei, even if he closed his ears. But that's not the din. Ki ha mitzvah hi hashmia v'lo yatakiyah. And just like sukkah, the mitzvah is the yeshiva. And just like lulav, the mitzvah is the netila, not the one, not tying it together. The mitzvah of shofar is to listen. And when I listen, I'm yotzei by listening. And therefore, there's only one bracha to make. Asher kedeshanu mitzvah yisav, v'tzivanu lishmaya, kol shofar. Okay, so that's the Rambam. So you have the Smag, the Shultis, Rabbeinu Tam. They all say the mitzvah is to blow. The Rambam, on the other hand, seems to say, very clearly, could not be more clear, there's only a mitzvah to listen. I want to share with you Tshuvas Avnei Nezer, a beautiful tshuva of Avnei Nezer, the Sachachava Rebbe. Rebbe Avram Bornstein Zechatzak Levracha, son-in-law of the Kuska Rebbe. He says like this, many Balei Tekeah, in fact, as far as I know, every single Balei Tekeah, the minog is, as he makes the bracha on the shofar is covered. L'chayra, it's keneged the halacha. Why? Because we have a rule. Kol habrachos mevarech oisan, oiver la'asiyasan. You have to make the bracha immediately prior to performing the mitzvah. That's why you don't hold the tefillin, make the bracha, and then put it on your arm and tie it. You put it on your arm, prime to tie, make the bracha, and you tie it immediately. You don't make the bracha on the talis, whip it out of the bag, and then be mesatif. You hold it ready to be mesatif, so that the bracha could be immediately prior to the performance of the mitzvah, to the extent that the Ran Himsachim says, if there would be a scenario that you couldn't make a bracha over lasiyasam, then you would not make a bracha at all. Hagabatzmacha, says the Ran. We know that when a person gets married with kesef, now nowadays we don't get married with kesef, we get married with shava kesef. I don't know, you know, every at a chasana, the guy pulls out his wallet, you know, here, $500. You know, harei ha-mikudesh asli. Nobody gets married with kesef. Shava, you give a ring. Now the truth is, you could give a shava kesef, you give barley. Where does a ring come from? One of the only times the Rama quotes the Zohar, the ring comes from the Zohar. Okay, but we make a bracha. Right, make a bracha, bracha sarasin. And yet the Ran says, why were Chazal not Masagah? So we know that there's B'shloisha Drachim, Ha'isha Niknes B'shloisha Drachim, Kesef, so Kesef has a bracha. What about Kiddushei Bia? There's no bracha. Why? Because B'shas Maisa, you can't make a bracha, La'ir B'cha Erbas Davar. And before, it's too early. You can't make a bracha too early. It has to be immediately prior. That's the Ran. And since it can't be immediately prior, there is no bracha. So you see, if you can't make a bracha immediately prior, you don't make a bracha b'chlal. So the question is, ask Avnei Nezer, if you're going to cover the shofar, you're delaying the performance of the bracha, you're making a bracha, and you're causing a delay before you perform the bracha. You should not be allowed to cover the shofar. You should be holding the shofar near your mouth, l'shma yakol shofar, and then blow immediately.
What about Moitzi? You covered with the chalitis.
That's Berchus HaNenen, but Berchus HaMitzvahs, Berchus HaMitzvahs, you're not a delay. So he says a similar idea. He says the same way we cover the challah during Kiddush, because since technically you could have made Kiddush on challah and you're not making Kiddush on challah, it's embarrassing for the challah that you're not making Kiddush on it. The truth is, the shofar is very embarrassed. You know, because the shofar is a nothing. The shofar is a mamish a nothing. It's not a chefza shel mitzvah. The shofar is merely the instrument that is used to produce the sound. So everywhere, you're going to say, think about the shame the shofar has. Blessed are you Hashem that you commanded us to ignore the horn of the ram. The horn of the ram is nothing. You just commanded us to listen to the sound that emanates from the horn of the ram. It's mamish bushes v'chlimas for the shofar. And therefore we cover the shofar in deference to the shittas of the Rambam that a shofar is mamish not a chefza shel mitzvah. So just pointing out, so basically we have two approaches here. We have the approach of the smag, the shultis, the rush. The mitzvah is to blow the shofar and the bracha is al tikiya shofar. And if you're going to, by the way, if you're going to make a bracha al tikiya shofar, don't cover the shofar, chacham from the manishtana. You're going to go like Rabbeinu Tama and you're going to cover the shofar. It's like a stira menei obey. But we don't do that. We go like the Rambam. The Rambam Shita is, the mitzvah is to listen to the shofar. We make the bracha l'shma yakol shofar, and therefore we cover the shofar, not to embarrass the shofar. Now what we need to do is, we need to make shalom in Klal Yisrael. Such a big machlokes that the smag, the shultis, and the rush say the mitzvah is to blow. The Rambam says the mitzvah is to listen. It's a pretty wide machlokes. And we're going to see that if you look through a few Gemaras in Shas, Shas is going to leave us with a very, very narrow passageway to be able to understand really what the mitzvah of Shofar is. So let's begin. The Rush, even though he quoted Rabbi Notam that the mitzvah is to blow, the Rav Yah brings in the name of Yishalmi, when it blows a Shofar, has to say Asher Kiddushanu v'Mitzvah L'Shmaya b'Kol Shofar and Shechayanu. Likewise, the Bahag says, not like Rabbeinu Tam. And here's the proof that Rabbeinu Tam is wrong. You ready for this? Now, Rabbeinu Tam was big. You know how big Rabbeinu Tam was? The Rush says Rabbeinu Tam was the greatest of all the Rishonim. The Sfaradim say the Rambam, and the Ashkenazim say Rabbeinu Tam was gadol b'chachma uv'minyan mikol rishon. By the way, Rabbeinu Tam, besides being gadol b'chachma uv'minyan, he was a very wealthy man. He had over 100 avodim. He had a castle. You look at Rabbeinu Tam, he talks about amira la'akum for somebody who has hundreds of slaves, talking about himself. Rabbeinu Tam was gadol toira gadula b'makom echad. We maintain his gadol mikol rishonim. Says the Rush, I'm going to prove Rabbeinu Tam is not correct. You know how we know the mitzvah is not to blow? We all know the Mishnah on Rosh Hashanah Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Hatoykeya letoy chabar, or letoy chados. If you blow in a pit, im kol shofar shama yatsa, V'im the havar, if you hear the echo, lo yatsa. You hear this? If you blow in a pit and you don't hear the shofar, lo yatsa. Ask the Rosh. The mitzvah is to blow the shofar. And there's no mitzvah to listen to the shofar. Who cares if you hear the shofar or an echo? What difference does it make? The mitzvah is to blow. The mitzvah is not to listen. Is a raya to the Rambam that the mitzvah is to listen to the shofar. Here, you could not be more clear. You have a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah that says that if you blow the shofar and you don't hear it, you're not yoytze. Is a raya, the mitzvah is to hear it. If the mitzvah is to blow, you should be yoytze. That's the kasha, the Rosh. Based on this kasha, the Rosh says, Rabbeinu Tam is not correct. He says, you do not make litkaya b'shevra ayatkiya shofar. Why? Kedetnan ha-terkeya l'toy chabar. U'pa'amim sh'atiya v'atzmoy lo yatza. So that's the first question. The question is, according to Rabbeinu Tam, how is he going to far infer the Mishnah that says Atukei l'toy chabar, l'toy chadus, lo yatza? Comes Shaus Shetshuvas Maharam El Shakar. I think he's an early Achron. And he says a very Geshmak Ataratz. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema. We have a mitzvah to say Shema every morning and every night. Every morning, after Mishayakir, right? Until the Zman, until the early Zman. Today, the early Zman was what? 9:02? Something like that. Yeah, about 9:02. The later Zman was what? 9:40? I don't know.
9:40-something.
Yeah? By the way, we're past that now, right? Yeah. Then, there's another mitzvah at night to say the Kriya Shema after Tzeisek HaChovim. Fine. Rav Moshe says 50 minutes after Shkia. Let's say a guy said the Shema, but he said it so quietly that his ear could not hear. So, l'chadchila, it has to be that you say it in a way that it's audible to the ear. Now, b'diavad, you'll be yoytze. But l'chadchila, you need to say it loud enough that you could hear it. But what's the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah to listen to Shema? Or is the mitzvah to say Shema? The mitzvah is to say Shema, but it has to be said in a way that it's audible to the ear. So too, says Maram al-Shakar, I'll tell you real, Rabbeinu Tam is right. And the Smag is right. And the Shiltis is right. The mitzvah is to blow the shofar. But you have to blow it in a way that it's audible to the ear. The ear has to participate. It's not that the mitzvah is to listen. The mitzvah is to blow. There's no mitzvah to listen. But the same way by Shema, the mitzvah is to say it, but it has to be said loud enough that your ear could hear. By Tkiyah Shofar, the mitzvah is to blow, but it has to be blown loud enough that your ear could hear. Now he admits it's not a perfect analogy. Because since by Shema the mitzvah is to say it, b'diyeved, if you said it and you didn't hear it, you're still yoytze. And by shofar, if you blew it and you didn't hear it, you're not going to be yoytze. So that's a little bit suspicious. If you're taka, not even yoytze, if you don't hear it, doesn't that indicate that listening is part of the mitzvah? No. Blowing is the mitzvah. Maybe the smag is right. But at least it has to be audible. So far, everyone is in good company. So far, nobody's in too hot water. Take a look at number 15, another Mishnah on Rosh Hashanah, Chavtes Amad Aleph. Chereish, a deaf person, Shoita, an imbecile, V'katan, Ein Moitzi, and Es HaRabim Yidei Chayvasan, cannot be Moitzi, the Rabim and their Chiyav. Zeh HaKlal, this is the rule. Kol she'ena mechuyev v'davar, anyone who's not obligated in something, and yamoytze sarabim yidei chayvasan. Bishlama, according to the Tzmag and Rabbeinu Tam and the Shiltis, that the mitzvah is to blow. So you're blowing. Somehow you're going to have to transfer your mitzvah to me. Yeah. So then you need to be mechuyev b'davar to be able to transfer it to me. Farshteitzach, right? It's obvious. If the mitzvah is to blow, and I'm not blowing, you're going to have to transfer it to me. You will have to be obligated in the mitzvah in order to transfer it to me. Because kol she'enoi mechuyev b'davar. But I have a question for you. Can a cheresh, or a shoita, or a katan build my sukkah for me? Pashtus, yes. Sukkah's ganvach, is kasher. Why? Because that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to sit in the sukkah. If the mitzvah is to listen to the sound of the shofar, why in the world can a cheresh shoita v'katan not blow the shofar? They're not doing a mitzvah for me. I'm doing the mitzvah itself. They're not being mitzi me. They're not doing anything. They're just merely creating the sound, and I'll take it from there. Thank you very much. They're not doing anything for me. The mitzvah is, when you're in a shul, make it your business that the sound waves of a shofar hit your eardrums. So I was in a shul. There were sound waves of a shofar, and I made sure that I was cognitive enough that it hit my eardrums. Who created those sound waves? What's the nafgamina? If the creation of those sound waves is the mitzvah, and that mitzvah of creating the sound waves needs to be transferred to me, you need to be mechuyav b'davar. But if the mitzvah is merely to hear the sound of the shofar, then why can't a chereish shayt v'katan blow the shofar? Comes the Shagas Aryeh, and Rav Aryeh Leib Ginsberg, famous Shagas Aryeh. I just saw, you know, we made a bar mitzvah. So, you know, it's a thing, like at a bar mitzvah, the boy should say over the Shagas Aryeh. So I found, it's brought down, that in a pshetl, you should say over from the Shagas Aryeh. That's like, it's a mesorah, you should say over from the Shagas Aryeh. Whether the people understand it or not, whether the kid understands it or not, whether the father understands it, you know. Anyway, so the Shagas Aryeh says, from the fact that a chereish shayt v'katan cannot blow the shofar, is a raya, the Rambam is not correct. It must be. You know what the mitzvah of shofar is? No, it can't be blowing, because if you blow in a pit and you didn't hear it, you're not yotzei. It can't be listening, because it was just listening. Why can't a chereish shayt v'katan blow the shofar? You see, Shas has put us in like a stranglehold here. Because from the Mishnah on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis that you blow in a pit, meaning you blew and you didn't hear La Yatza. That means the mitzvah's hearing. From the Mishnah on Chav Tes that a chereish shayt v'katan blew La Yatza, that means the mitzvah is blowing. So which one is it? From Chav Zayin it proves that the mitzvah is not blowing, or the mitzvah is listening. From Chav Tes we see the mitzvah is blowing. Says the Shagas Aryeh, we see from here that there are two parts of the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that has two parts to it. It's a two-parted mitzvah. When else do we ever have a mitzvah that has two parts? Never. Never. But this mitzvah has two parts. There's a mitzvah to blow, and there's a mitzvah to hear. You have to do two things. Luckily, sound travels very quickly, and you could basically fulfill both parts pretty much the same amount of time. You won't have to wait that long after you blow to listen. That's a good one. So if you're impatient, you know, you have ADHD, and you say, okay, I blew. Now what do I have to do? I have to listen? Don't worry. It won't take that much longer after you blew for you to listen. Okay? But there are two parts of the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to blow up.
That was not two parts. A kiruv anocha. That's not two parts.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not a mitzvah. You're saying it's a violation. Okay. Yeah, okay. That's a good analogy. But, so the chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh is... that, again, let's just see, from the Gemara that if you blow in a pit and you didn't hear, you see the mitzvah is, you have to hear. From the Mishnah that says, Achir Shadim V'Kalim can't blow, you see the mitzvah is to blow. Well, says the Shagas Aryeh, from here you see that the mitzvah is to blow and to hear. I have a question for you, friends. The eight Rambams, does the Rambam agree that it's a two-parted mitzvah?
No.
Absolutely not. I mean, the Rambam could not be more clear. The mitzvah is only to listen, and there's no mitzvah to blow. Well, if there's no mitzvah to blow, then why can't a chereish shayt v'katan blow for you? But the Shagas Aryeh says, I don't know why. Rambam, that's your problem. I will tell you my opinion. My opinion is you're wrong, and that it's a two-parted mitzvah. But we have to understand what is the Rambam. The Rambam certainly knew the Mishnah, that a chereish shayt v'katan cannot blow the shofar for you. Why not? If the mitzvah is to listen, why can't he blow the shofar for you? So the Levush says something very interesting, something mysterious. Look at number 18. Says the Levush, Afal pi shekvar amarnu detkia shofar b'shmiya tal rachmana. Even though we said that the mitzvah of tkia shofar is dependent on listening, you're not going to be yotzei if you hear from anybody. You're going to have to hear it from someone who's mechuyev. Again, even though the mitzvah is to listen, you're going to have to hear it from someone who's mechuyev. But avomisha in a mechuyev cannot be moitzi. Why? Listen to the words of Lavash. The kivan she'ein Hashem Yisbarach chafetz boi ba'atzmai b'mitzvah zu, since God does not inherently want this mitzvah, heich yoytzi acherim, how could he be moytzi others? God doesn't want the katan to blow, how could he be moytzi others? Pilei plum, what in the world is Lavash talking about? God doesn't want his mitzvah, so how could he be moytzi others? He's not being moytzi anybody. He's not being moytzi. When I come to shul, according to the Rambam, I listen to the shofar, nobody's being moytzi me and nothing. I'm doing the mitzvah myself. I'm allowing my ears to hear the sound waves. So what does the Lavush mean? That if the mitzvah is listening, but a katan can't blow because God doesn't want his mitzvah, so he can't be moytzi me? So, the Chazon Ish says like this. And in the Mekroi Kodesh, the Mekroi Kodesh was written by the Rav Yushalayim, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. And on the bottom of the Mekroi Kodesh are footnotes from Rav Yosef Kohen. Rav Yosef Kohen is the father of Rav David Kohen, the Rashiva of Chevron. And as in Eretz Yisrael, as a Bachar, our Rashiva took us to hear a shir from Rav Yosef Kohen. Rav Yosef Kohen was one of the old Dayanim in Yushalayim. He was a son-in-law of Tzvi Pesach Frank. He wrote footnotes on the Mekroi Kodesh. And he explains as follows. By the way, when we were on Har Menuchos, he's buried right next to Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, his father-in-law. So the Chazon Ish and Rabbi Yosef Cohen say like this. Yes, the mitzvah is to listen to the sound of a shofar. Let's say you come to shul, and so you have a big Baal Tekeah there. He's wearing a kittel. He has talis, iber, and cup. And he's blowing a saxophone. And I heard it. So I did the mitzvah, right? Do I get the mitzvah? Because the mitzvah is to hear. And I heard. Yeah, but you need to hear a shofar. Yeah. What if a guy blows the shofar? It doesn't have, it's not a halachic sound. So too, a chere shoytev akata. The mitzvah is to listen to the shofar. But it has to be a halachically kosher sound. A chere shoytev akatan cannot produce a halachically kosher sound, which is somewhat hard to understand. Why do you need to hear? Well, I understand why the Gentile can't. Well, even that is questionable. Why can't he? You know, he could build my sukkah for me, right? If a guy could build a sukkah, so why can't he blow the shofar? If my mitzvah is only to listen, and my mitzvah is not to blow, but still, says the Chazon Ish, says Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, if he's not mechuyev in the mitzvah, he cannot, yes, my mitzvah is merely to hear the sound, but if he's not mechuyev in it, he did not produce a halachic sound, which is a viable halachic sound to be able to listen to.
But the sukkah, the chach has been done by it.
So when we say sukkah's ganvach is kosher, pashtus, it means even if the guy puts down the schach. Now there's a Ramah that maybe it's not l'charchilo or maybe worse, but pashtus in the Gemara, the goy puts down the schach, it's kosher. Now, I'm not saying this l'maisa. If you're listening, you say, therefore I could get a goy, it's very questionable. But me'ikar hadin of the Gemara, without the Ramah, it's okay. But look in the Chazon Ish. V'chein le'inyan tkiah shofar. Eino yoytzei b'shmia ela b'kol shofar shal mitzvah. Therefore, chere shoyt v'katan is not good. Or look at the Mekroi Kodesh, number 20. Ani es daiti, einoi chachazu maspekes. Da, filo imtim tzloi medena mitzvah ele b'shmia. You could say, dimitnai ha-mitzvah, shekoyol ha-shoyfer yeitzei ha-idei tkiyas bar chiyuva. Here's where it gets really complicated. Let's say a guy was in shul. He randomly came into shul Rosh Hashanah morning. He was completely oblivious to the fact that the tzibur was standing there ready to hear tkiyas shofar. He came into the shul because he had like a little twitch in his mouth, and he was trying to loosen his mouth. So he gets up to the bima and he randomly starts blowing on the shofar, and he blows the shofar, and he blows 100 koilas, and everyone listened to it. He bechlal was masasik, and everybody heard. Yatsa lo yatsa.
Lo
ya. Why not? What are we missing? What are we missing? The guy is a yid. The guy is not a chere shoyt v'katan. What are we missing? What are we missing? My mitzvah is to listen. We need, one second. If the mitzvah is to listen, and the only thing you need is a halachically kosher sound, so what did this guy not do? So you'll have to say that if he wasn't mechavin to blow a halachically kosher sound, then it's not a halachically kosher sound. And here's where we get into the chokehold that has no answer. The Baal Toikea gets up to blow, and he has in mind, I'm blowing, I'm not being moitzi anybody. I'm not getting paid enough to be moitzi everyone. They want to volunteer? I'll volunteer for myself. But it's not fair. The chazan gets the big bucks. They pay the Baal Koyre and the Baal Tekea. It's a covet? Some covet. I'm not being mechavin to be moitzi anybody. Yatza or la yatza?
La yatza.
Why in the world la yatza? The mitzvah is to hear a sound. The guy's a gadol. He was mechavin to blow tekiah de mitzvah. So he didn't have in mind to be moitzi you. Guess what? Good morning, America. He's not being moitzi you. According to the Rambam, he's not being moitzi you in anything. Why should he have to be moitzi you? It's a mistake. The guy who builds a sukkah, let's say a guy knocks and builds a sukkah, a Jew builds a sukkah, he's not mechavin to be moitzi. Imagine a guy said, I'm sorry, I built your sukkah, I forgot to be moitzi you. So Meshugana, I forgot to be moitzi you. What do you have to be moitzi you in? You're not moitzi. I set the table for you, I forgot to be moitzi you in setting the table.
And he said, the shofar.
I cooked the food for you, I forgot to be moitzi you in the cholent.
And he said, shofar can be treifer, but the yid has to be kosher.
A yid always has to be kosher, right? But here's the chokehold. The chokehold is, according to the Shita of the Ram, you want to say a cherishad v'katan is no good because a cherishad v'katan cannot produce a sound of a mitzvah? Fine. You want to say a misasek cannot create a sound of a mitzvah? Fine. But how in the world are you going to get out of the following chokehold? Why does the Baal Tekea have to have the people in mind to be moitzi them? He's not being moitzi them. I have a question for you. The Baal Tekea could steal a shofar and it's not a mitzvah, blah, blah, avira, because there's no mitzvah to blow the shofar. There's no mitzvah to blow a shofar. It's not a mitzvah in the Torah. If it's not a mitzvah in the Torah, why does he have to have you in mind? Comes the Beis Shlomai, Rav Shlomo Drimmer, and he says, it's a raya to the Shagas Aryeh. And the Rambam's not right. There's no way to answer this question. It's a raya. There are two parts of the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to blow, and there's a mitzvah to listen. Luckily, you don't have to wait too long in between the two. It's a two-parted mitzvah. When else do you have a two-parted mitzvah? Never. Here. The first day of the year is the only time you have a two-part. But the Rambam, there is no way that Maimonides would ever be able to answer this question. In other words, we're going to get the Rambam in the following chokehold. You ready? We take the Rambam, we say, Rambam, the Mishnah says in Chav Zayin Amud Beis, if you blow in a pit and you didn't hear, you're not yotz, it's a ra, you need to hear. The Mishnah says on Dav Chav Tes, that a cheir shot v'katan that blows can't be moitzi, it's a ra, you need to blow. Rambam says, not a raya, you need to blow. You just need to create a sound of a mitzvah. Then we say, Rambam, if all you needed to do is create a sound of a mitzvah, why is the halacha that the Baal Tekea has to have in mind to be moitzi the people? That halacha proves conclusively that there's a mitzvah also to blow the shofar. The problem is very nice, but the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says in eight places, the mitzvah is to listen, the mitzvah is to listen, the mitzvah is to listen, the mitzvah is to listen. There's no mitzvah to blow. You could steal a shofar and be yotze, so why does the Baal Tekea have to have the people in mind? Shagas Aryeh says, look, Rambam, you may have come before me, but I got this one right. There's a two-parted mitzvah. But what's the Rambam going to do? So I'm going to tell you now what I think is the definitive lamdos on the mitzvah of tkiah shofar. I heard this from Rabbi Yonasan Sachs, who said he heard it from Rabbi Yosher Ber Soloveitchik. It's in Rav Schechter's Sefer from Rabbi Yosher Ber Soloveitchik. I once heard it years ago from Rabbi Emanuel Bernstein, who is the son of one of my favorite rabbanim, Rabbi Isaac Bernstein. I heard from him many years ago. I even emailed him. He said it's an Avnei Nezer. I said, where? He emailed me the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer says something almost, but for the sake of the share, we're going to say it all as one. There might be a slight difference between Rabbi Yosher Ber and the Avnei Nezer. And then last year they came out with the Yerach Lamayadim from Yeruchim Ocean, that this actually is in the newest edition of Reb Chaim Anshas, Reb Chaim Brisker. So Reb Chaim says this. And in the footnote on Reb Chaim, it says that Reb Ruderman said that this comes from Reb Yisrael Salanter. So you got, yeah, Reb Sachs, Reb Schechter, Reb Soloveitchik, Avnei Nezer, Reb Chaim Brisker, wherever you come from, Hasidish, Litfish, Yeshiva Universe, whatever you want, they all say it, okay? It's going to revolutionize your understanding of every single mitzvah. Every mitzvah has two parts to it, but usually you can't differentiate them. Every mitzvah has an act, and every mitzvah has a fulfillment. Usually they're the exact same thing. For example, let's say I talk about the mitzvah of tefillin. What's the act of tefillin? Tying the tefillin, right? What's the fulfillment of tefillin? Tying the tefillin, it can't be separated. Tzitzis, what's the act? Wearing the tzitzis. What's the fulfillment? Wearing the tzitzis. Okay. There are some mitzvahs that the act and the fulfillment are separate. For example, the Avnei Nezer says, the last mitzvah in the Torah, the mitzvah of Kesivas Sefer Torah. So let me tell you an interesting thing. Many people are not aware. What's halacha? You spend $40,000, you paid a sofer to write a sefer Torah, you then donated it to the shul. What mitzvah do you get? You get the mitzvah of supporting a Talmud Chacham, but you do not get the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. Why not? Because it's not yours. You gave it to the shul. People think you need to write a shtar, that you're keeping it for yourself, so that you could take it back one day. No. You need to write a shtar that you're keeping for yourself to get the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. It's not a mitzvah unless you own the sefer Torah. If you wrote it and gave it to someone else, lo yatsa b'chlal, no mitzvah at all, except for being mefarnes, a poor sefer. So what do we see from here? The mitzvah is owning the sefer Torah. Really? The mitzvah is to own it? What if my father wrote a sefer Torah and I inherited it? So now I own it. Do I get a mitzvah? No. What do you mean, I own it? No, the mitzvah is to write it. Well, the mitzvah is to write it. Why can't I write it and give it to the shul? No, the mitzvah is to own it. So what would the Shagas Aryeh say? There are two parts of the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to write it, and there's a mitzvah to own it. No, that's not the pshat, says Avnei Nezer.
To have it written.
The mitzvah, the way you fulfill the mitzvah is by owning it. But you have to fulfill it through an act, and that act is writing it. The writing it is the Maisa mitzvah, and the ownership is the Kiyam mitzvah. Got it? The Kiyam, the fulfillment, is the ownership. The act is the writing. Here's a rare instance where the act and the fulfillment do not happen simultaneously. So if I inherit my father's Sefer Torah, I don't get the mitzvah. But I fulfilled it. Now you can't fulfill it. You didn't do anything. You could only fulfill it if it was through an act. By the way, if you buy a Sefer Torah, so now I own it, but where's my act? The act of buying, there's a chiddush, is tantamount to writing. So there you have both, the act and the ownership. Okay. So in other words, you see from the fact that if you inherit a Sefer Torah, that you're not mekayim it, that you need to write it. You see from the fact that if you give it away, that you need to own it. Is it two parts? It's not two parts. There's Maisa, and there's Kiyom. There's the act, and there's the fulfillment. Says the Heliga Avnei Nezer. And the examples of Schechter gives, I'll say over. You have a mitzvah of Simcha and Yom Tov. What's the mitzvah of Simcha and Yom Tov? You have to eat meat, you drink wine. That is the fulfillment of the mitzvah? That's the act of the mitzvah. What's the fulfillment? Being happy. I'm in a good mood already. I'm in a good mood. I took a pill. I'm in a good mood already. I'm happy. I don't need to eat the meat. The answer is, no, that's not a maisa. The maisa is eating the meat. The fulfillment is a state of happiness. If I reach that state without doing the maisa, lo yatsa. If I ate the meat and I'm not happy, maybe also I wasn't neskayim in the mitzvah. Okay. Avilos. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to mourn. What's the maisa? The hanhagos of avilos are the maisa. Fine. Comes the mitzvah of shofar. The Shagas Aryeh said, oh, the mitzvah of shofar has two parts. There's a mitzvah to blow and there's a mitzvah to listen. No, that's not what the Rambam holds. And it could be that's not what Rabbeinu Tam holds. And it's not what the Smag holds. And it's not what the Shildos holds. And the truth is, you know what? Shalom al Yisrael, maybe everybody agrees. There are two parts of the mitzvah of shofar. The act of shofar is to blow the shofar. The fulfillment of shofar is to listen to the shofar. But let's explain. Why can't you put on tefillin for me? Why can't you put on... What part of tefillin can't you do for me? An act you could do for me. I have a question. I can't... I have a mitzvah to mal my son. How could I point a shliach to mal my son? The mitzvah's on me. I have to mal my son. How could you do that? You can't put on tefillin for me. So why could you mal my son for me? You can't put on tefillin for me. So why could you write a Sefer Torah for me, Rabbeisai? Why could you write a Sefer Torah for me? You can't wear tefillin for me. The answer is, acts you could do for me. You just can't get credit for me. So you could write the Sefer Torah for me. You can't own it for me. I can't say, do me a favor, you buy a Sefer Torah for yourself and have me in mind. You can't own a Sefer Torah for me. You could write it for me. You could do a Maisa. You can't get credit. I'm going to get credit for the mitzvah for you. You can't get credit for people. You could do things for people. You can't get credit for them. You could write a Sefer Torah for me. You can't own it for me. You know why you could blow the shofar for me? Because blowing of the shofar is merely the act. And I could appoint you to blow the shofar for me. But you can't listen for me. The listening is the fulfillment, is the credit. I got to do that myself. The reason you can't put on tefillin for me is not you can't do the act of putting on tefillin. You can't get credit for the mitzvah of tefillin for me. Therefore, says the Avnei Nezer, says Rav Soloveitchik, and we're going to see Rav Chaim, but this really comes from Rav Chaim, the Grach. There are two parts of the mitzvah of shofar, but they're not. There's the act and there's the fulfillment. The fulfillment is listening. Listening, I got to do myself. Ober, there's an act. It has to come through an act. The same way, if I inherit a Sefer Torah lo yatzah, if I merely walked into shul and I hear a chere shoyta v'katan blowing the shofar, lo yatzah, because that's not a maisa of tekiah. Furthermore, you blew the shofar and you didn't have me in mind. I'm not yotze. Why am I not yotze? But I was miskayim the mitzvah. But the answer is, I still need you to do the act for me. And in order for you to transfer the maisa to me, you need to have me in mind. Otherwise, the maisa doesn't transfer. And what we just said, Reb Chaim Brisker says in about five words. The whole shir. Reb Chaim says in about five words. Look at number 32. Chidushe Hagrach ala Shas. And the Chidush of Chaim Brisker on Shas. Number 32. I told you, the bottom ones in the pile are the really good ones. Some of you don't have 32. If you want to have 32, I'll be nice before Hashana. I'll be nice. I'll give you ones with 32. How's that? Go, take it with the 32. You could have both. You could have the without the 32 and with 32. Okay? Okay? Says Reb Chaim, B'shem HaGrach B'tkiya Shofar, HaTkiya Hi Maisa HaMitzvah, V'HaShmiya Hi Kiyam HaMitzvah. The blowing is the act, the Shmiya is the fulfillment. Ad Kidei Kach, look in the footnote, this I love this. Look in the Sefer Masas Levi of Reb Yitzchak Yaakov Ruderman. Shehevi, the answer of Reb Chaim. And he says, Reb Yisrael Salanter would be machriz at the time of Tkiah Shofar. Listen to this. that according to this, when you're listening to the sound of the shofar, you need to have two kavanos. Number one, you need to have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa of listening to the sound of the shofar. That's the kiyum. And you need to have in mind to get his maisa. That's a chiddush. So that means you really should be thinking two things at the time of the shofar. First of all, the fulfillment is listening, and for that I don't need you. But there's another thing. It has to come out yidei maisa. And I need to get credit for your maisa. So I need to have in mind to get your maisa. So it comes out this is really the lumdus of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. You thought you were going to come before Hashem, I was going to give you mussar from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. No. Chas v'shalom, who am I to give you mussar? But lumdus from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, I could give you. So what's the machloikis between Rabbeinu Tam Smag and the Shiltus against the Rambam? If everybody agrees that the Maisa mitzvah is the Tekiah, and the Kiyamah mitzvah is the Shmiah, so what's the machloikis? The machloikis is, when we formulate a bracha, how is the bracha formulated? Is the bracha formulated based on the act, or is the bracha formulated based on the Kiyam? So you say, we would make a bracha on a maisa and not on the kiyum? The truth is, we usually do. Usually the bracha is on the act of the mitzvah, not on the kiyum. I'll give you an example. Do you remember the shita, the Bahag? The Bahag, who we are choshesh for, holds that the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'omer is one long mitzvah. And therefore, if you miss one day, you blew it. So I have a question for you. If it's one long mitzvah, how many brachas should we make on Sfiras HaOmer? One bracha. Why then do we make a bracha every night? Says the Brisker Rav, what do you mean why? Yes, the kiyum, you're only mekayim the mitzvah when you've done all 49 days. What's the act of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? The act is counting 49 times. Therefore, when do you make a bracha? When you fulfill or when you perform? You make a bracha when you act. So of course the Bahag agrees the kiyum is one when you've done all the nights. But the act of the mitzvah is each night. Therefore, says the Rishon, the Sefer HaMachwiya, Teda, Sharei b'chol yoyim v'yoyim anu mevracha Sfira Sa'omer. The Sefer HaMachwiya says, I'll prove to you that each night is a separate mitzvah because it was only one mitzvah and it was all ma'akev, then you should only make one bracha. Says the Brisker Rav, not so fast. You should only make one bracha. We make bracha, it's not on the kiyama mitzvah, we make brachas on the maisa mitzvah. So even though you only fulfill the mitzvah if you did all the nights, but each day is a separate performance, and you make the bracha on the maisa. I'll give you another example. There's a custom that when you build a new house, you bring in your rav, your rebbe, your rosh yeshiva, and you invite him to put up your mezuzah. That's strange. You're asking him to do what? To put up a mezuzah for you? And by the way, who makes the bracha? He makes the bracha? Does he have a mitzvah to put up the mezuzah?
No.
He has no mitzvah to put mezuzah. Is he mekayim a mitzvah when he puts up the mezuzah?
No.
He gets no mitzvah. It's not an Indian. It's not his house. He's not mechayiv to put up a mezuzah. He doesn't get a mitzvah when he puts up the mezuzah. So how could he make a bracha? How could this rabbi make a bracha by putting up your mezuzah? That's the Reb Chaim Brisker wants to know. He's not mekayim any mitzvah. He doesn't have any kiyum mitzvah. Shliach? Could he be my shliach to put on my tefillin? So why is he allowed to? He's not mekayim any mitzvah.
As far as mezuzah.
What's he doing? I have a question. If somebody makes tzitzit, somebody puts tzitzit on your beged, he could make a bracha? No. So why, when he puts a mezuzah on your house, could he make a bracha? The answer is that when I put up your mezuzah, I don't fulfill a mitzvah. You fulfill a mitzvah. But I am doing the maisa mitzvah. I can't get a goy to put up that mezuzah. And if I'm doing a Maisa Mitzvah, we don't make brachas on fulfillment, we make brachas on the act of the Mitzvah. So I might not be being Mekayim a Mitzvah, but I'm doing the Maisa Mitzvah. And therefore I can make a bracha. So we see in general, and therefore, Rabbeinu Tam, the Smag, the Shultis all say, I agree to the Rambam, the mitzvah is to listen to the sound of the shofar. Obviously, if you blow in a pit, you're not going to be yoitz if you don't hear it. But the act of the mitzvah is still blowing. And since that's the act of the mitzvah, the way the bracha should be formulated is, Al Tikias Shofar. So then what does the Rambam hold? So there are two ways of saying this. One way of saying it is as follows. The Rambam, this is how Rav Shachter says it. The Rambam agrees that the act is blowing the shofar. And normally we make brachas on the act. But in this scenario where the fulfillment is simultaneous to the act and it's happening at the same time, it is correct once it's happening at the same time to make the bracha on the kiyum. Or maybe the Rambam holds, no, we don't make brachas on the act, we make a bracha on the kiyum. I'll give you an example. You have a woman, she's getting married on Erev Shabbos. The problem is that the wedding is going to go into Shabbos. So when is she going to light the candles? So if we tell her to light the candles by the time the chasen is over, it's going to be Shabbos. So we tell her like this. Either light it before Shabbos, have in mind not to be mekabel Shabbos, and then afterwards make the bracha, or have a goy light the candle, says the Magen Avraham, and then make the bracha. Yeah. Ah, it's Amir al-Akum.
Well, he says before Shabbos.
So either she lights it before, or okay. But the question is, how do you make a bracha on the candles? How do you make a bracha on the candles after they were lit already? What's the mitzvah of lighting candles Friday night? The act is to light them. Do you fulfill the mitzvah the moment it's lit? What's the fulfillment of the mitzvah of the candles? The kiyum is to be nen eloyroi, to use it. So says the Magen Avraham, if she's not going to make the bracha when she lights it, she'll make the bracha later. Make the bracha later, she ain't doing anything later. No, she is. She's being neskayim the mitzvah later. So you see, there is a concept sometimes that you could make the bracha when you fulfill the mitzvah. One more example, and then we'll wrap it up. Magen Avraham says, if you put up a mezuzah before you moved into the house, and then you move into the house later, you can make a bracha later. Because even though the act is putting up the mezuzah, the fulfillment of the mitzvah of mezuzah is by living in a house that has a mezuzah in it. Shkoyach, but I'm not doing anything. I didn't do a ma'isa mitzvah. So you see that sometimes you can make a bracha on the kiyum mitzvah. Let's just point out one thing. This is the question of Rabbi Yerucham Olshin. If you're going to say shlita, if you're going to say that the blowing of the shofar is the ma'isa mitzvah, so now we're changing the Rambam. Until now we said the mitzvah is to listen. And blowing is like taking a hammer and building a sukkah, which is nothing. So that's why if you steal a shofar, you could be yotze. But what now that we're saying that blowing the shofar is the ma'isa mitzvah, then why do we say that if you steal a shofar, you could be yotze? Isn't it still a mitzvah haba ba'avera? Maybe the fulfillment of the mitzvah was not ba'avera, but the ma'isa mitzvah was ba'avera. So Rabbi Yerucham Olshin in number 33 says that the pasul of mitzvah haba ba'avera is only in the fulfillment of the mitzvah, but not in the act of the mitzvah. That's what Reb Chaim would say for the Rambam. And that's the chiddush of the Rambam. That the mitzvah of, according to this shir from the Avnei Nezer, from Reb Chaim Brisker and others, the act of the shofar, the ma'isa mitzvah of the shofar is blowing the shofar. Therefore, it could be stolen. However, it still needs to be transferred to you. You still need a gadol. You still need the gadol not to be masasek. And more than that, you need the gadol to have you in mind. However, it is not the fulfillment of the mitzvah. The fulfillment of the mitzvah is the listening to the shofar. And therefore, According to this, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter recommends, when you hear the sound of the shofar, first of all, have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of listening to the shofar, and have in mind that the act of blowing should be transferred to you as well. We should all be zoicha to mekayim the mitzvah of shofar b'milua, with all the koichos b'kol kavanoseha, v'pratea, v'diktukea, mili rosham, be mesoira rachamim on all of us. Shkaya.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.